Richard Niswanger is a confidence man. In the mid-1990s, he ran a company called Medical Recovery Systems that, according to the Federal Trade Commission, marketed training and business programs with, quote, false and misleading income claims, among other deceptive practices, unquote. That is, he charged people upwards of $10,000 to learn how to make six figures doing specific types of consulting. But these people did not, in fact, make six figures or anything close to it. In 1997, the FTC gained a permanent injunction against Niswanger, forbidding him from ever running a similar business. He was also required to pay back $425,000. In 1998, after Department of Justice charges followed the FTC suit, Niswanger pleaded guilty to three federal counts of wire fraud and money laundering. He was sent to jail for 18 months and required to pay an additional $2.75 million to consumer victims. But don't lose any tears over his financial health. It was later discovered he managed to squirrel away more than $1 million in an offshore account. When he got out of prison in June 2000, he was soon enough back in the game he had forsworn. Along with another man, he started a company called Asset Protection Group that purported to help corporations shield their assets from, amongst other things, quote, capricious federal judges, unquote. Basically, he was setting up shell companies, or what federal prosecutors called, quote, an asset and income protection scheme, unquote. But he hadn't abandoned the old consultant training business either. Asset Protection Group also charged people roughly $10,000 to learn how to become consultants who could, in turn, help shield corporations from things like capricious federal judges. This scheme to train consultants, much like his earlier one, turned out to make far more money for him than it did for the people he was meant to train. Soon enough, the FTC became interested again and in July 2006 filed a contempt action against Niswanger, claiming he violated, with his shady marketing scheme, the 10-year-old permanent injunction. Almost immediately, federal judge Stephen Limbaugh slapped a temporary restraining order, including an asset freeze, on Niswanger, prohibiting him from transferring, concealing, or otherwise disposing of any assets. But don't lose any tears over his financial health. It was later discovered he managed to squirrel away more than $1 million with the help of his attorney. That man, Robert McAllister, was a former U.S. attorney who had more recently become a prominent defense lawyer. Within a few days of Judge Limbaugh's ruling, Niswanger and his wife were transferring hundreds of thousands of dollars to McAllister for an account that eventually contained more than $1 million. But McAllister, who they trusted with this conspiracy, had apparently learned a little too much from Niswanger. With a different partner, the lawyer went on something of a shopping spree, spending, amongst other things, more than $500,000 on a property in Clark, Colorado. The idea, apparently, was to buy real estate and then flip it for a profit. In his defense, this was 2006. McAllister gave the Niswangers regular account summaries and bank statements demonstrating that the money they transferred was safe and sound and earning interest. In fact, these statements were cut-and-paste creations for an account that, while it existed, had little money in it. McAllister eventually went broke, declared bankruptcy, and was charged last fall with about 24 federal crimes. He pleaded guilty to 3 and may have to make restitution to the Niswangers. Of course, they were never supposed to transfer the very money that was stolen from them, a fact that partially accounts for the 7 federal charges still pending against Richard Niswanger. Whatever happens, he's probably going back to federal prison. But don't lose any tears over his financial health. It was later discovered that, well, I guess we'll have to wait on that. I'm Travis McDade.